So this one here is it's a traveling kind of song. It's called NYC Lady. I've been traveling high to this mountainside, through that deep south below. But every time I'm led back to the place where we both grown, yeah, I can't seem to get you out of my mind. Every time I roam around, oh, I carry you with me, a hammock in my heart, lying peaceful by the sea, yeah. I see love in your eyes. Take all of the time you need, be happy and be free. I say this 'cause I love you, I know you want the best for me. I sing some songs in LA, you'll shine in NYC, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, sweet lady, oh, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, 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 yeah, sweet lady. Take all of the time you need, be happy, yeah, be free. I say this 'cause I love you, I know you want the best for you and me. I will sing some songs in LA, you'll shine in NYC, yeah, yeah.
Cole Adams, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and, Reno. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I am here today having a good time. It's me, Reverend Rory Dowd, with my good friends Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, and Dogwater Dick. It's been, a couple of weeks now since our last show. It's summertime, full on.
No, it was last week.
No, shut up, I wasn't here. But we have Cole Adams on the show.
Yeah, you were.
Hey,
Cole Adams.
Yeah.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Okay, I have an infant at home.
Okay.
And I work nights at a bar over the weekends. Well, fucking all week, frankly. The only reason I know it's Monday is because I'm doing the podcast, and the podcast is always on Monday, Thursdays. Monday, Thursdays.
Yes.
No?
Peek behind the curtain.
Yeah,
we're not actually live today,
right,
ladies
shocker.
And gentlemen.
We always record on Monday. No, but I mean, for Christ's sakes, no. But
everyone knows after 7 years.
Yeah, that was some behind the scenes ass shit right there.
I have not slept for more than 4 hours in a row in a month and a half now, and neither has my wife. And we are both in happy spirits and very much in love with each other, and we'd really like to have sex again. And no, but we're still in like that fucking period of after baby.
Yeah,
like, it's just
that's
be like,
take time.
We're just insane, like, and it's about is the baby like alive? Pinch his nose, you know.
But,
like,
but does that stop you from? But have you had sex with the baby?
No, with, dude. She,
oh
had,
my
I
God.
Thought
you just said
she
had
to be
sex
sewn
with the baby.
Together like a mainsail after
so
a storm.
Still healing down there.
No, it was dude, it was like major surgery.
But I mean,
no, shit, like major surgery.
But
like,
I mean,
we got a couple, like at least another month here before, like.
Seriously, I've never had a baby, so I don't know. I've neither had a baby nor a vagina.
All right, you know what you're. All right,
I don't know.
I don't believe that.
I'm really excited to explain this to Rick. Okay,
yes,
hang on.
Let's hear about this, Rory.
So when women have babies, they sometimes tear the bottom of their vagina by the taint.
Oh my God.
There, okay,
yeah.
Like imagine at the bottom of your ball sack. A little tear formed.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now, a stage one tear is just a little tiny little whoop. And back in the day, they would take a scalpel and they would do a procedure called an episiotomy where they would slice it. No, they've stopped doing episiotomies because
it's horrific.
They found when women heal better when it's not the surgical cut, they heal better when it's a natural tear.
Oh my God, when the baby's head just rips your twat open is better?
So
that's better?
So there are
holy shit.
There are four stages.
Dude, God hates women. It's just true.
A stage one is just a little bitty tear when your baby might be like maybe 6 pounds. And then there's a stage two and a stage three and a stage four. And a stage four is if your whole perineum, your whole taint, tears all the way through to the butthole.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Diana had a stage three tear, which means the tear ran right the fuck up to her butthole and said, hi, how's the wife and kids?
Oh, my God.
But did not quite tear. And, okay, all the girls in the room, their knees are bouncing.
Yes,
their heads are shaking.
Oh, our vaginas are puckering.
Puckering.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
18 years
I'm in
now,
between, and I don't
so
know what
Rick,
to think.
I'm remember,
remember, we're doing our Kegels,
remember
okay?
when I had the appendicitis and you thought I was full of shit and thought it was just bad gas?
Yeah.
But then I couldn't do anything for like 2 months.
Yeah.
That's what Diana's going through.
Oh my God. That's not funny. That's not
no,
funny.
Okay. Remember when you had, like, didn't you have a hernia?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was. They did all the where you going through the belly button.
You didn't have
it
to
was
do
super.
This. Okay.
It was super tiny, easy, and the only bad thing was that my testicle swelled up to like 3 times its size,
okay.
And I couldn't walk.
Imagine.
Okay.
All right.
But
imagine
that
if
like
you,
3 days.
Imagine if you had the bad kind where it like actually torn all that shit and you'd had to have surgery, like the surgical procedure.
Well, imagine if they went in through my taint. It almost went to my butthole.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yep. Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's exactly it,
but
dude.
And then imagine the thing they used to fix it was as big as a baby's head.
Nick's face is green and white. Oh, he is praying God. To all of the gods.
Nick I'm praying for Diana, bro.
But I would like, it's good to know that this is as far away from her clitoris as it could possibly be.
It's on the,
if I understand a vagina correctly.
Yes.
Okay.
It is on the exact opposite
that's,
side.
Okay. That's fortunate.
It's
yes.
on the exact opposite.
It's always a silver lining with
the
dog
man
water
in
dick.
The boat is still safe.
Thank you, man.
Well, you know, I mean, you guys could do a little.
However, his rudder yeah. has hit the mud.
Do not add that. Rick, strike that from the conversation.
No.
What if
I'm
Diana
brilliant.
Listens?
Oh, she will never listen to this show. She hates all of my artwork.
Oh, good.
That makes perfect sense.
That's why she's a perfect wife. She's a chef. She makes me eat her food. She doesn't care if I don't like her artwork.
I bet she does care.
And you don't, you always like it, so...
No, I try to pretend that I like it, but I'm really not food adventurous at all.
Remember, it's Rory. He won't punch a bitch in the face for giving him pie anymore, but he's still not easygoing.
But I still don't like that. Fucking pie.
That was like some season one, two, or
all
three
right,
shit.
We'll have to go. We do not want to go back to season one.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Nobody go back to season one.
This Rory is much better. He has much more tolerance to people giving him pastries.
What?
I had a really pushy friend that wanted him to try her pie. Oh. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh. No, well, oh, hey, oh. Hey,
it's
no,
not
no.
a metaphor. No, literally, was, oh. pie.
But
literally.
No, the, no, and there,
dessert.
And it there was totally a metaphorical thing going on at the same time. Like, absolutely. Because she was the kind of friend who would come in, swoop in on all your friends, bang a couple of them, and then leave for a few years.
Yeah, did she? Wow. Yeah, no, but
she had her shit together. She's baking pies.
She wasn't trained. She was a formally trained chef. She wasn't just
a pastry chef. No, she actually had some talent.
But she would not take no for an answer.
And I just, I don't like pie. I'm sorry. I have like bad family, like. Thanksgiving
and she
association.
She can't understand why you're not going to try it, and it was a bad thing.
I'm not food adventurous.
That's what blew her mind. It's like, you're not going
to
try
she
it?
She took me to Ichiban for the first time in my life. I was like fucking like 27 or something. You know, like I'm not food adventurous. And it's still, I didn't like half of it. It was weird.
But this is it. This is partly
I like
pushy
hamburgers and
partly Rory
and hot dogs
awful.
And roast and meatloaf. And
so
fucking,
having a baby is great, huh?
Right. Yep. Yeah, back to, I'm sorry.
Yeah, anyway, thanks, Rick.
Hey, we have a show happening right now.
Are there people here?
Yeah, there's people here. Oh, shit. How about we introduce?
What are they
saying? Oh, yeah, let's get around the room.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Cole.
Hi, Cole.
Hello,
on the guitar.
Hello.
That's beautiful, beautiful voice you heard just before this rant.
Oh, well, thank you. I like your rant. You can keep going. It's funny. My face hurts from laughing.
Yeah.
And on spiritual support?
And I'm Stevie Rose.
This is my girlfriend and woo partner, and I'm clumsy. I just hit your microphone.
Wait, and then you're like, woo partner.
Been,
I like that.
So
it,
that too.
Does partner mean like roadie with friend benefits?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'd say she's more like she's
no. You
like
said
my
girlfriend
wife.
First, yeah. So
wife
no,
without
right.
the official paperwork.
Roadie okay. for life.
Does
then.
She? Does yeah. he? Does
like,
he?
You know, ride or die, roadie
does
for life.
Does he make you
yeah,
ready?
Yeah, like forever.
Does not make really.
You, like, pack the
not
equipment
really.
And like really. Drive the car on tour. No.
No.
What?
No.
You only she have a guitar. Really. Elise makes me pack her stuff in and out.
Oh,
sexually.
She's pretty good about that.
Which, by the
Do you
way,
you have to make sandwiches.
She did make
sell
food.
T-shirts.
She made food before we left because I didn't have my shit together. So it's like she's
oh, that's
still.
So nice okay. of you.
She helps me get my shit together.
Yep.
That sounds
can
like
I
my
say
wife.
That word?
Merch girl.
Oh yeah, you
yeah.
can.
Yeah, I know.
Right
my
on.
Wife fed me before this podcast.
Oh, your wife.
She's all. You're going to drink beer at the podcast. You better have some protein and food in your tummy. And
I
like,
fucking
I
love your wife.
That's
yeah.
That's a very good
that's
part.
Love.
Mikey is amazing.
God.
She's
that's
so
love.
Fucking right. cool, dude.
She once sent Nick over
it.
Here with food for me.
Aww.
Oh, yes, she does.
I mean, more than once. I'm sorry. That didn't just happen once.
She sends Rick love notes
and I'm just
and
like,
food.
Oh. And then the show gets over and I get to eat something I didn't make.
Nice.
No one ever
we all actually like Mikey better than Nick.
Yeah, but I'm what you get, so.
But hey, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How like
us.
Okay, so are you you're local? Where
yeah.
are where do you like where you've been playing? Like I haven't heard of you. I like keep my ear close to the ground, but Jesus,
I teleported here. No, I drove here.
How long have you been in the Reno market?
We came here in October.
Okay.
I'm
all
originally
right.
from
okay.
St. Louis, Missouri, which I'm really
right.
excited because you're
wow.
my St. Louis brother.
Yeah. That's like, we awesome. Were talking about that a little before the show. Like, yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like,
where are you guys from?
Yeah. South St. Louis City.
South Side. Yeah. Wait, all right. No, we talked about high schools. You were...
Well, I went to Melville, which wasn't
and,
South City.
No,
but
and I was SLU, which is not South City either.
No, it's
but okay, you grew up South
closer
City?
Than,
straight
no.
up. Okay,
yeah,
I
Beaver
grew up...
Mill.
Shut the front door. I Grandin, Utah.
Yes.
I went to St. Pius V.
Yes.
Like, Grandin, Utah is where I spent the better parts of my childhood.
Right down
Dude,
the road.
Dude, our
that's so
Missouri
cool.
listenership
Dude,
is just zooming up right
that's
now.
That's awesome.
No, and Bevo Mill, that's just the other side. My dad taught at St. Mary's High School.
Ah,
like,
that's so cool.
Like right there in the hood. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Bunch
Go
of
blues.
Black people down there, Rick.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, there are.
I don't know who was on that drop.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
There are many black fellows and women's in the St. Louis area. There were a number of circumstances where I was the flake of salt in the pepper.
All right.
It's true.
And that's cool because, frankly.
Did you ever get beat up?
Yes.
By 10-year-olds.
White no,
people.
That's a totally different story.
But they were white.
No, I got okay. In high school, I was mugged by a gang of of mulatto and black sixth graders at a bus stop.
That's a slur, though. You shouldn't say that. The M word.
What, mulatto?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Is quadroon an
option
also
not look
okay?
Look it up. Google it.
I don't know. I'm from.
It. It's not my job to educate.
Being from the Midwest, that
you made it okay.
It is politically correct, and it's not. It's a way of not like being denigrating to somebody else.
Okay,
because
that's the polite term.
You don't
want to
say
at least
breed.
In my 40s, in my generation,
yeah,
awful.
No, that's okay.
That's awful.
That's what Cher fucking called it in the 70s.
Yeah.
But by the time we got to the 80s, when Rick, Nick, and I were kids, you didn't call them half breeds. You used terms like, you know, mulatto or mestizo.
I've been called mulatto because I'm half Mexican.
Mulatto and mestizo are politically correct terms as far as we were raised in our era.
Are quadroon and octoroon okay?
It's changed.
I don't even know.
Only in the terms of an Anne Rice novel, right?
Okay. Ones that
transformed.
All right.
Anywho, but so we've got.
I knew a number of people in St. Sherman. Louis, Missouri, of varying genetic backgrounds and cultural heritages, ranging from mulatto to Polack. Okay.
Oh, like, okay.
We don't
Polack,
use that term either, man.
Nobody uses that anymore. But I called fucking Richie fucking a Polack every day from first to eighth grade,
is
and he
bad?
Called me a Mick. Whatever.
People act like saying Mexican is bad. I'm like, people from Mexico are proud to be Mexican. It's not bad.
It's when you call people Mexican who are really Latino.
From Guatemalan.
Yeah.
From Guatemala.
Yeah.
Or,
Mexican.
Yeah.
Like, bother
yeah,
to
that's
know what
weird
country
is
they're
the,
from.
The Hispanic will get mad and be like, I am not a Mexican.
And I think part,
well, yeah.
part
we're
of
like
this.
The most hated of all the Latinos is the Mexicans.
Part of,
what's the big ass on the fence?
Part of the confusion also, I think, lies on where, what part of the country you're in and what the race relations are there and what the racial makeup is in any given region. Because it's different in Wisconsin than it is in Georgia, than it is in Florida, than it is in California. It's
I couldn't
all,
agree more.
And it really takes a lot of sensitivity to the local context and
good one,
how
Nick.
The people who live there like have it. Come to a comfort arrangement.
Yes, yeah. I was feeling comfortable.
And it's very different everywhere you go.
Most definitely.
You know, you come from St. Louis and here, it's a radically different racial makeup
very much.
And
love,
balance.
And I love it. There's things I love about St. Louis, but but I'm here and I love it.
Isn't Reno rad?
There's a reason I haven't gone back in 20 years to live there. Great place to visit.
Well, it's I can breathe a lot easier out here. Yeah. It's just so gorgeous, too. And Los Angeles was a great experience because it's such a melting pot. There's people from places I've never even heard of.
How long were you guys in L.A.?
Shows I need to educate myself on geography.
So we met in L.A. I'm from L.A. originally.
Let's introduce you. Have we introduced you yet?
I'm Stevie Rose.
Let's go ahead. Stevie. Hi.
And I'm Cole's partner. So I'm originally from L.A. And so I was there. I lived in Reno for a little while from 2011 to 2013. And then I moved back to L.A., for a few years, and that's where I met Cole through a mutual friend
at a diner.
Oh,
over pancakes and eggs.
What diner?
The
North Hollywood diner.
The North Hollywood diner. Yep.
It was a good day. I had just went to a dispensary. It was a good day. I didn't have there was no work to be done.
Was it a Friday?
It was a Saturday.
You had to be medical back then, so you had your medical.
I had my medical.
Oh, you had the medical. Yeah.
I had a friend with a medical. I still had a Missouri ID.
Right.
But I was over the age of 21.
All right.
I'm currently 34, so.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. No spring
just
chicken.
Just to throw that out there. No,
he's
I'm not
no
like
spring
the kids.
Chicken. You'd be
to
surprised.
The downward spiral.
No, I mean, hey, why don't you hit like 28, 29? All right.
True.
You're not a kid anymore.
I 27.
You can, yeah. You can no longer blame your problems on your parents and your upbringing. You've made a lot of fucking decisions at this point.
That's what they call it.
That's what they call decisions.
Word.
They call it your dirty 30s.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. I'm digging
you're
it.
All, I'm an adult now.
I am digging it.
And then
it.
You do the worst shit, and you're just all, maybe I need to rethink this.
And then by the end of your 30s, it's like your back hurts and your liver's not working so well.
So watch out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got that to worry about. But anywho, all right. Well, welcome to the show, and thank you for agreeing to come on to this.
Oh, thank you for having
hot
us.
Hot shit.
I didn't catch. Yeah. How long were you in L.A.? Or,
so I was,
like, as a performer?
Yeah, so tell them why you were in L.A.
Well, in a nutshell, real quick, I had an invite from a friend that was originally from Arnold, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Arnold?
Oh, I sure know. My aunt is a teacher down
that's
there.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah. Arnold.
Right down there.
I hear there's a
right
lot
next
of
to Festus.
If only you guys knew. If only you.
No, right next to Festus there.
Yeah, right next to Festus.
That's an actual
that
name.
That's worse than Mortville.
Sounds like fetus. I know.
No, it sounds,
or like
it
Uncle
sounds
Fester.
Like, that would be better. It sounds like Fester.
It's like Uncle Fester's kingdom. That's what I've always thought Festus was.
Festus is what you squeeze out of a sore.
Yeah.
You guys should see the water towers. But anyway. Anyway.
The water towers of Festus.
Oh, yeah. God.
The water towers of Festus and
Can you
Arnold.
Please
right, okay,
name
see,
the episode of this, Rory.
Yeah, absolutely. The water towers of
I
Festus.
I love it.
Well, like around here, we have like the N and the R and the G in Gardnerville and that stuff on the hills. But in the flatlands, you don't have shit like that.
Yeah.
You have water towers.
Oh,
and
right.
And people put the names of the townships on the water towers wherever you fucking go.
I never thought of that. You could put a big letter on the ground, but no one would see it.
Right. like the people with prop planes.
People flying over could be like, hey, there's a letter.
Well, it's like the guy in like, I think he's like in Columbus, and he's got this thing on his roof that says, welcome to Cincinnati, just to fuck with the planes because he's on the flight path to the airport.
Shit. Yeah. That's actually really clever. I like that. I like that a lot. I would do that.
Right?
I would totally do that.
That. You're deceptive.
A little bit, yeah.
Let's have another song.
Before we have another song, can I get an intern?
Yes.
To bring me a blue moon.
Oh, okay, that's
hashtag
more specific. Like, can you get an intern?
Hashtag one for me.
He just show up at the door naked.
It's going to come like right after the song.
Nick like, wants one too.
You're going to go really fast? Nick wants one too. Nick likes shittier beer.
Yeah, give him the shittier the better.
There's only one of the good ones left. So.
He knows Nick likes shittier beer. God damn. Should we wait for him to bring the beer up first?
No, we'll get the song now.
Yeah.
Oh, song now?
It'll be natural. Like, we're all hanging out at the podcast.
And if he ruins it by opening the door, we'll just stone him.
Fuck yeah. We'll just beat him with Cole's guitar. No, we would never do that to that beautiful guitar.
Right, oh, thank you. I was going to say, you could just use me as a prop instead. Save the guitar.
You ever want to hit a motherfucker with
it? It wouldn't work on an audio podcast, though.
Shit. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, that was fast. Oh, wait.
Yeah, Ian.
Way quicker than Brandon.
Ian, do you like having your own name now?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Oh, it's Ian, by the way.
It's
everybody
Ian.
Out there.
Oh, wait,
Ian,
everybody. Graduate? When did that? Wait a minute.
That happened when
you
were gone.
My approval.
Rory.
No, right. Ian graduated.
Okay. And
we'll cover it later.
I guess I should listen to a past episode.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, now
all
it's your
sudden
turn.
It's just
sorry.
Me.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just realized. Whoa, there I came out of my little
what's up?
Days. I'm going to pull out a real old one, and it's called Patrick's Front Stoop, and it's about getting drunk in Soulard. So it's
hell
St. Louis.
Yeah.
So appropriate for St. Louis.
It's
I have done that.
if you ever travel to St. Louis and you drink, you're going to get drunk in Soulard, and it's going to be great. It's an old
French
quarters.
Even better when you do it on somebody's stoop. Then
yeah.
There are many great bars there, but it's best on a stoop.
People, there's a good vibe there. People hang out and just party all the time. It's where you go to party, and you probably want to Uber and not park your car down there.
Is that where they do Mardi Gras?
Patrick Stoob. I've been waiting a long time for you. See the karma come back around. Now she ass right off the ground. Now he's coming after me. Cause I said some shit is leaked. Now I think she gonna leave. Here comes the pain again. It's been a long, hard year. Yeah, I've been racing toward you at the finish line. Ooh, and nothing in here is quite clear, no. Until I was blessed to find your loving eyes. Jimmy's truck, we just laugh and token it up. Oh, it makes me feel at ease when I fall down on my knees. Oh, and know just what to say in the most simplistic way. It don't say nothing but just strums on the guitar strings. It's been a long, hard year. Yeah, I've been resting, told you at the finish line. Oh, nothing in here is quite clear, no. Until I was blessed to find your loving eyes. Oh, oh yeah, oh, your loving eyes. Oh, your loving eyes. Oh, oh, your loving eyes. Sitting down on Patrick's stoop, I've been waiting a long time for you. Oh, sitting down on Patrick's stoop, I've been waiting a long time. I've been waiting a long time, long time for you. Oh, 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 your loving eyes.
Dude, that sounds like fun.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Thank you. So, I wish you would have been there.
So I got to ask you, being another St. Louis kid, do you know Uncle Tupelo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And like talking about a stoop and screen door and, you know.
I have to, well, it's a podcast, so I guess it's a good place to toot my horn.
Yeah, toot it.
It's a big honor and privilege that the band I was last in, Typhoon Jackson in St. Louis, we were an Americana bluegrass-style band, and they did a write-up and compared us to the Tupelo.
Hey,
that was a huge honor. Yes. Right.
That's really cool. What was the write-up in the RFT?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Riverfront Times.
Just like the R&R, but the RFT.
Any way we could get a link to that on our page?
Yes, we can.
Send the link over.
Awesome.
Rory's doing
it very much
this week.
So.
Cool.
It ain't me.
Audience would like to see that.
Thank you, guys.
So can you guys tell us what the Tupelo is?
Maybe those of us who
I have no idea. Uncle Tupelo, that's that goes back to like old Southern like folklore. That's a name that goes back a while to like Brer Rabbit kind of stories and shit like Tar Baby stuff. Like weird.
So it's racist?
Yeah, no, there's weird what? Southern connotations, weird old, like 18th century connotations with Uncle Tupelo. Why the band chose to call themselves that, I don't fucking know.
Tell me about the band.
Because they were in the middle.
All right.
That's
so
what we want to know about. We don't care about that stuff.
All right. Uncle Tupelo itself, and everybody out there listening also knows that I'm completely full of ship. And anything I just said might be wrong.
Shiphead.
But Uncle Tupelo, the band, was a really strong and important band out of St. Louis in the late 1980s and early 1990s.
Nice.
Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar, who went on to be the principals in Sunvolt and... God damn it, what's the other
I'm sorry,
band?
My Rock and Roll Jeopardy brain is not on.
But anyway, Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar... Oh, I'm going to come up with this in like 5 minutes when I'm not thinking about it. They were the principals of Uncle Tupelo, which...
Didn't it turn into Wilco?
Wilco, thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Wilco and Sunvolt were the bands, because they basically they were good friends and did a bunch of albums together with Uncle Tupelo, and then had creative and personal differences and broke up, creating their own bands that went on to relative, like, you know, like decent national fame and stardom. But Uncle Tupelo was the band that started it all. They put out, I want to say, 6 or 7 albums in the course of like 8 years. Some of them were very much, you have a lot of bootleg recordings at Mississippi Nights down on the riverfront in St. Louis. They would allow people to literally just come down with their 4 tracks and plug into the board and record their shows whenever they felt like it. And you'd have this professionally, you know, what it sounded like at the club.
There's gotta be a limit to that, right?
Well, I mean, any one person could come down and plug in, kind of thing. But they were definitely cool about fans making bootlegs of their stuff and bringing recorders down to their... Like, I mean, this is the analog days. People did not have cell phones.
They got personal with their audience and shit.
People didn't have cell phones to just record, but people would bring tape recorders down and, you know, so they could listen to Uncle Tupelo.
Jerry Bear's in heaven going, duh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But they you know, they played a lot of shows. They were really, they were called in a write up in the Rolling Stone in probably like 89 or 90 or so, you know, cowpunk.
I love cowpunk. That's good y'all liquor, man.
They coined the phrase for that before Uncle Tupelo.
Which is just like a thing frankly, now. Like, it was not a thing then.
No, Uncle Tupelo, Rolling Stone coined the phrase for that band, as far as I'm aware. It could be proven wrong.
But I mean, like, even then it wasn't like popular.
Yeah, no, that wasn't like a
now
really...
Now it's popular.
Yeah, it wasn't really a well-known term. Yeah. And because they'd have these thrashy songs, like, you know, I got drunk and I fell down, and then they'd have songs about...
that sounds familiar from...
Chickamauga, and songs about the freaking... the fault line that was going to kill everybody, and old stories of... No, the one in the Midwest.
Oh, a different one. Sorry.
When, if you say San Andreas in the Midwest, I think you mean the game.
Yeah,
the video
exactly.
game.
Doesn't that take place on the
no, but
line?
The earthquake and the earthquake out in the Midwest that makes the Mississippi flow backwards.
Gotcha.
The last time it blew was like in the 1850s.
Right. I keep forgetting we're talking about Missouri.
Yeah. They have a lot of songs that are about, like, you know, being a weird, fucked up teenager in the 80s and 90s, and a lot of songs about the history of you know, the land they love, and also songs about just getting drunk. And it was on acoustic guitars, but with, you know, electric bass and drum backup, and it was...
Did you see it?
Yeah, I got to catch them a couple times in high school before
they got
before they broke
awesome.
Up.
Nice.
Yeah. That Mississippi Nights down in on the riverfront in St. Louis. Also, the first place I saw Gwar.
That's still going from there to there.
I also saw Fishbone and Biohazard. That was a joint bill. That was a weird show, but awesome.
Yeah,
they
went
on tour
together.
Rap
Metal was like, let's just unite, you guys.
Yeah, no, it was right around the time of like Judgment Night and that Judgment Night soundtrack and all that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Wow.
Well,
so that's
cool
who
that you
Uncle
got
Tupelo
compared
was.
To all of that.
No, yeah. Really influential band in the
it's
St. Louis scene.
Yeah,
sure.
It's definitely an honor.
Yeah.
So is that the only band you've been in?
There was a band that lasted a couple years that we called it Jaraff. And that was fun. It
was it
reggae
ska?
Rock.
Was it reggae?
Close.
St. Louis reggae ska.
Reggae rock and blues. Sublime
right.
and 311 inspired with a dash of Bob Marley.
Did you ever see MU330?
I haven't.
Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah,
old St. Louis band, kids I knew in high school.
What about
the Urge? It's registering.
Do you guys
the
like,
Urge?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the Urge. Who doesn't know the fucking
he
Urge?
He owns a hot dog stand now.
Steve
Ewing from the Urge.
Nice.
What about
like
Jimmy's
yeah.
Chicken Shack?
Oh my God, that was one of my favorite bands in high school.
Backhouse open for them. We party with those motherfuckers.
Oh my God, I'm a little jealous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little jealous. I bought their CD. When I was 16.
Me too. I was in my 20s, but I bought that
too. That was a good CD, Dan. The one with High on it. Yeah.
Yes.
That was dope.
I feel like you could listen to it front and back.
To party with them.
I just wasn't cool enough.
You were babies when that happened.
We were babies.
I was a college dropout in Reno.
I thought pot was bad.
I didn't didn't know what drugs were. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that because the Urge play recorded at Granny's, and yeah. Dude from 311 showed up, and the guy named Nick.
Because that 311 and the Urge were super besties. They toured together throughout Nebraska, Missouri all the time.
Yeah, because Omaha, I think.
Yeah,
or not,
yeah
Omaha,
they're from Omaha.
Yeah, okay.
So if they were touring in Kansas, 311 was the headliner, the Urge was the opener. If they were touring in Missouri, the Urge was the headliner and 311 was the opener. The 311 played my dorm fucking, like, the lobby.
Awesome. Really?
Yeah, so Marianne, wow. It was the 90s, right before they broke.
Oh, so, okay. Like, in 90s, Marianne tells me...
Shout out to Matt Tomich out there in Malta, not listening to the show.
We just hashtag him. We'll
he was my RA. Hashtag not listening. 311.
Oh, man. Oh, you guys. Anyway, we haven't asked Stevie about what she does in Reno.
Yeah.
I live in Reno mostly.
But you have
but
some
I
art
do
stuff.
I have a henna body art business that I do.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, temporary tattoos.
I could see that awesome work on your arm right there. It's beautiful.
This is a real tattoo.
A real tattoo.
Thank you.
Do you work like the fairs and farmers markets, or do you have a shop or something?
Yeah, I did that more when I lived here before. I did more festivals. Now I do more private appointments and small parties and stuff.
Gotcha.
And some fairs and festivals. Mm. So,
would you have a website or a place for people to contact you?
Yeah, I sure do. It's just heartofhenna.com. So,
nice.
H-E-A-R-T.
Instagram and Facebook as well.
Heart of Henna Body Art.
Okay,
so, yeah,
we're going to be friends.
And I will be at the... the Art Walk this year.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Cool.
Sweet.
We are too. We are too.
Yay. Wait, where are you guys playing?
We're playing at the Craft This Is Reno stage.
Okay.
Switch is playing.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're playing,
is there.
They're playing a little
early.
Before us.
Yeah.
We're playing the last set.
Sweet. Okay, yep. Cool.
Yeah.
We'll be on at 8. Yeah, so.
Rad.
Be good. We'll come walking around and try to see you.
Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna get some tattoos before we hit the stage, dude. Like a
I'm bringing
good
my henna
neck tattoos.
I was just thinking about that.
I'm gonna do some
that.
Henna neck tattoos.
My parents are coming in from St. Louis that week.
You can
I'm
really
totally
freak out.
Want them to come to the show.
Yeah.
And we might bring the baby because that's like the day he gets all his like vaccinations and shit.
Oh yeah.
So like we can make a family affair kind of thing. Yeah.
We'll get shit. We'll get like OTD on our face, dude.
We can all get our personal podcast for
night.
Life knuckle tattoos finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting worse little podcasts like for real tattoos.
We need to get the Slutsville girls to come back up and tattoo us. I really want to do that on the show, actually. I think that'd be really fun.
I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in. So in.
So I can do it in henna first to make sure that you
Chewy's
really want
in,
it.
I'm in.
Nice.
If Chewy bails, I might bail.
No, don't bail.
Oh, God.
Bail Organa.
That is so obtuse.
I don't know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
Thank you, Chewbacca.
That's like your favorite, Rick.
Hey, Cole. What was the other song you wanted to play here? I know you had another song you wanted to do.
I had one in mind.
Let's jump right into something here.
Yeah,
right
on.
That'd be good.
Was just wetting my whistle there, Rory.
Excellent.
Shit.
Hey, while you're out there waiting and listening, come visit me. I work at St. James Infirmary now. Nobody has come in.
What
to
is
claim,
the secret word this week?
Nobody has come in to claim the free drink from me, and I'm gonna say this every week until somebody.
I was
like,
gonna, but I figured I was exempt.
It's our lazy listeners.
No, frankly, come on in and give me the code word sometime. This week
you got the host pass. You can't.
I know.
Ceiling fan.
Ceiling fan.
Good one. Right. Good
the
one.
Code word this week is ceiling fan. Come into St. James Infirmary Thursday to Sunday. Find me on a closing
free drink,
shift, and you get a free. Hell, Wednesday before the open mic, come in and get a free drink for me. The first person says it gets a free drink. Everybody thereafter still gets $1 off every drink. So just come in and tell me ceiling fan. It doesn't matter.
And then if you want a hot tip, after that, just say, God damn, Rory, you're a good host at that, and you'll get a free blowjob.
by which he means the shot.
Ooh, yeah. This song is not about blowjobs, but it's another one about traveling.
Do you have a song about blowjobs?
No, but I could write one right now if you'd like.
I'm a trans man that never had a blowjob. I think about it every day, and I can say if I had one, I'd want a blowjob.
It's true.
Where's the little podcast exclusive right now?
New song.
Thanks, guys.
New song.
New song.
Next song.
I think I like a... So this one is called Gypsy Soul. Traveling for so long, I think it's high time to lay rest my bones. I like to lay by the ocean side, feel the love from the roaring tide. I wouldn't want to get swept away for good. In that time span when I sleep, well, the moonlight's loving on me, honey, I feel it. Oh, I know that I can start again if I dig deep within my soul. I don't unpack my bags for long. You know I got to keep on moving on. I got to follow my a gypsy soul. Listen to that voice within. Say every love and like some medicine, yeah. Directs me, tells me where to go. Can't start again if I dig deep within my soul.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a little
amazing.
Slower one. Thank
that's,
you.
Yeah, it's a nice chill yeah. Kickback.
Mm.
Can I get an intern into Studio A, please?
Would you need beer, more beers or something?
No, not and, beer. Technical okay. Difficulties.
Uh-oh. What?
Oh, speaking of interns, so the way, Rory, the way
you have
got
interns.
His...
Oh, yeah.
Right. The way
he got his, real,
his real name.
Fine,
he,
so tell me. Like
I would like to. I would like to tell you guys that if you would like to help support the Worst Little Podcast, you can go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Wait, did he bring in money?
You...
You
oh! Go to Patreon.com.
Oh, well, that's different.
/worstlittlepodcast and offer to do like a regular amount every month or a one-time gift, and we would just love you for it. And yeah, we do this all for free, and nobody gets paid, and it would be great if we did. And we only get paid if you give us some. And the tiny handful of people that actually give us a little bit of money every month are really fucking special to us for being so awesome.
Wait, he paid for his name?
So... Without
it's
any
fine.
Prompting or anything, the person who comes here to work for free
yes.
all the fucking time
on yes. his own decided that he loved the show so much and that he wanted to support it financially, and he went on and did a monthly recurring donation.
All right. Yeah. I will have to give it up for the big man.
And all you fuckers out there in the audience, the guy who's here working for free wants to give us money. So that just goes to show it's not some sham. Like we deserve it.
We tell you about all the cool stuff happening in town. We let you listen to all the cool bands and let you listen to all their weird thoughts.
And we talk about your shows and we promote your bands and your bars and your venues.
Yeah.
And no matter what
we
happens,
we have friends out there who own and run venues.
No matter what happens to all of these people, we're always going to have a constant record of what was going on in this town.
Fuck
right
yeah.
now.
And
yeah.
we will keep we doing do. This, but like, I mean, this is Rick's job, seriously.
Yes. We have the origin stories of so many bands, too. where like people origin came on the podcast.
And ending and yeah. finale.
Yeah.
And they got together, yeah. and then later they made this band, and that band was really good. And then it either went on to rad shit or it begat another rad band.
Or many bands came on this show, and then it was the kiss of death, and they broke up a week and a half
That's
later.
True
did
too.
You guys? Did you guys tell them how long we've been doing this? Since 2011.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So January. Wow.
I just didn't know if Cole and Stevie
That's
knew.
Awesome.
Right
I
at
didn't
the
know
yeah.
that. So we're on our eighth season now of doing all this shit for free. So patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Yes. Donate.
Yeah.
Donate.
Yes.
That you want to give them money so you can hear more.
Yeah.
Oh, let's record a commercial, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's all a good
idea.
Yeah,
if you just want to vamp something, go for it.
Wanna give him money so you can hear more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reverend Rory with the Worst Little Podcast.
Tell you everything about Reno, it's in store for you. You gotta give him money, yeah.
Money.
Otherwise they can't pay the electricity that's making this mic work, you see. So just give us some money, please.
Dog water dick needs your Skrilla.
Give us money, please. And we'll thank you kindly by doing more and more stuff.
The little house that Dick built.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Patreon.com.
Oh, my God.
That's
yes.
fantastic.
So good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Rick, can we return a little bit of a favor here? And will you hit them with my music?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. We're going to be asking our guests and contestants and victims a few questions they probably would rather not answer in public. Are you ready to play?
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like
yeah.
to hear. We're going to do a miniature version of the quiz here, and I'm going to go with my favorite. I'm going to have two
Let
questions.
Let me get my score pad out. Stevie,
I'm going to have
Cole.
Two questions. Everybody else just gets one. I'm going to start out with my favorite Tim Curry question. Do you have any tattoos?
I do.
And what are they?
Let's see here. I got
Briefly, do you have many or a few?
Probably about 7 or 8.
Okay. Moving along. We don't need
to. I have one tattoo.
Oh, yeah. That Permanent we can get a description tattoo. Of.
You want a description?
Yes.
Okay.
Quickly.
It's on my arm, and it is a tattoo of hands interlocked.
Hands holding hands holding hands.
Yes, hands holding hands holding hands.
It's like the human centipede.
Dude, I want to show you.
Yes, it's a hand
hand
ring.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Kim?
What if you were a village person, which village person would you be, Cole?
The guy with the hard hat.
The construction worker. All right, okay.
All
right, Stevie.
I would be one of the artisans.
There's an artisan?
Yeah.
In the village people?
Oh, what are you talking about?
That's the First Nation man.
Oh, are you familiar with the band?
I thought
the band,
you were talking
village?
About like an old school village.
No. I'm not going to lie.
No. I love her. I love her so much.
The question is open to interpretation.
I can proudly say.
Oh, my God. No, that's a great answer.
I don't know YMCA well enough to tell
I'm
you
gonna
what I
I'm
going to
give you more
be.
Points.
Say the guy
no.
with the headdress.
I'm giving you
I'm
more
really
points for that.
Not
you get more points for that.
So much. Village, so I can't answer.
The village artisan.
But in an old school village, I would be an artisan.
I am either the village storyteller or the village drunk, so I understand
okay.
what you mean. Yes, yes. Okay, Nick.
You would maybe be a jester.
My question is, celebrity road trip, who is your, but it could be any figure throughout human history.
Oh, okay.
That has to be a real person.
Okay.
Not a fictitious person.
Cross-country road trip
Cross-country
buddy
road
movie.
Trip buddy movie.
John Lennon.
Ooh, I like that, Cole. That's
as he is today.
Thank you. Today?
As he is
no.
today. Oh.
Maybe 1976.
This is not okay. Weekend
yeah,
at Bernie's.
It's good to give it a date right. for Dogwater Dick who likes to bring up corpses. Stevie, your answer?
I'm sorry, you're gonna have to repeat.
Who
the question.
Would you hang out with and do a
celebrity
road trip?
Road trip? Anybody throughout
buddy
history?
Movie.
It's like the Fight Club, but not fighting. You're gonna
Thelma
do a road
Louise.
Trip.
You're, but without
but you're
driving
not
off
die
a cliff.
At the end.
Yeah. It could just be anyone, celebrity,
yeah.
anyone.
Yeah, real person, but no fictitious people.
Poll doesn't count.
Wow, what a question.
You know what's weird is JT Leroy. How do you know what I mean?
Huh?
Anyway.
What?
What?
You know, I might.
Was that wasn't even a sentence. No. No,
I might
it was not.
Say it would be Bob Marley.
Ooh. All right. Okay, that'd be good. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I heard he was a dick when he got drunk.
But he probably was smoking weed.
Yeah. I'm making that up.
I mean, we could smoke a fatty together.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That would be really cool.
Whiskey made it mean.
I like that. Oh, Bob Marley or John Lennon. You know what? You guys are probably going to be in the same car anyway, so
Bob Marley and John Lennon. Bob Marley liked to hit joints.
Right on. Did Rick do one yet?
Yeah, no, it's my turn, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Okay, Cole first.
What is the game? Age and circumstance of your deflowering?
So. We were going to make this a clean one.
Rick. With the child.
It was actually Riku's question.
Yeah,
Rick
I didn't
still
say
has
shit,
a question.
That's right? My daughter. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Did you just ask me that question in the voice of a small child?
Yes.
That'd be my daughter, yeah.
Did you just... Yeah. Is it just me, or did you just ask me how I lost my virginity?
Yes.
Ain't that some bullshit?
Well, I was a late bloomer. I'm just going to say it. I was 22, and I wasn't drunk, surprisingly.
Yay.
But,
points.
I don't remember it all because I was just so happy and excited. It was finally happening.
Nice.
And it was with a woman, and yeah, so I that still counts for me.
That's hot.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
Super hot.
So I'm going to pass on most of the details here, but I will say that we were both virgins.
Oh.
Were you in a car, in a bed, or outdoors?
And was there another date?
Bed, yes.
There was more.
There were more.
There was more. I've already asked for this.
If I was Chuck Woolery, the date didn't end well then?
No, it did.
It was
she went on
another
date.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, there were other dates.
Yeah, yes.
I misheard.
What's your last question, Rory?
My last question.
No. Let's give it to fucking Ian. He's in the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Does he have a mic?
He's not an intern anymore.
Well played, Nick.
He gets to ask questions now.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yes, one.
If you had to choose one and only one, would you choose Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles too, I'd say.
Okay.
Although mad respect for both of them, but I do have a Beatles tattoo. I'm a little bit crazy about them.
You have a Beatles tattoo? All right.
You got to give her more points
and
on the tattoo
noticed,
question.
Yeah. The guitar strap is also a Beatles.
I'm kind of a Beatles
nut. Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I see that. Yeah. I see John staring at me accusingly.
Yes.
Over your elbow there.
All of them. Yeah, all of them.
No, it's very accusatory.
Because
I talk shit about the Beatles
serious,
all the time.
Those serious photos from the early 60s.
With the bowl cuts. Yeah.
Before they started eating
drugs.
Yeah. There you go. You beat me.
Really good, beautiful black and white photography.
I kind of liked the Beatles and their drug
Gracias.
Era.
Gracias.
Just a side note, the Fathom Films that bring back re-releases of old movies and that sort of thing. This August is doing the 50th anniversary re-release of the 68 comeback of Elvis. So I would like to invite all my friends to join me at the Riverside Theater.
I'm going to go with you.
Either on August 15th.
And I'm a Beatles guy.
Wait.
But I'm going to go to that.
Either on August 15th, the day before he died, or on August 20th. But I think 15th might conflict.
Let's do the 15th.
That might conflict with the Weezer Pixie show, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't think it does, man.
Oh, we'll figure it out. But yeah,
we'll talk about that later.
Who's going to calculate these scores?
No, my last question.
Oh,
my
last question. Has one question.
Upon your death, Cole, where would you haunt?
Ooh. Maybe, shoot.
The
this
old
is harder
Limp
than I
Brewery.
You know, I think I'd haunt Venice Beach because there'd always be pots of smoke and the ocean, and I could play the guitar and still find means to eat food. But I'm a ghost, so I don't know if I need to eat food.
But you can hide in the pot smoke and the sea mist and play people's guitars.
Yeah.
You could come out of the fumes of the cooking chicken and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and the tacos and all the
tattoo
cool vibes.
Guns and
everybody's in a a good mood. They're walking around by the ocean, travelers, and then you get to see the dude that Stevie knows his name. He skates around.
Harry Perry.
Yes.
I was just gonna say Harry
yes.
Perry. Dude.
Harry yep. Perry. I could just watch him for eternity.
Stevie, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Well, does haunting have to be negative?
No.
No,
just where do you hang out for the afterlife?
I would just hang with all of the peeps that I love that are still alive. And I would try to talk to them somehow.
Would like, you watch them when they poop?
Is that primarily in America?
I wouldn't.
A West Coast or...
Yeah, I think I would try to communicate with them through more than just like numbers. Like I would try to do more. Like knock stuff around and stuff, which is okay. I guess that's haunting. That
your friend
scary,
Stevie,
but,
the angry yeah. poltergeist.
But really, it would be out of love.
Oh, okay.
Out of love.
Fuck your Ming vase. I love you.
Sorry about that lamp.
So you're like a cat.
I'm really here. I swear.
You're basically gonna be a ghost
a
cat.
A ghost cat.
Yeah. Totally. I like that idea. And only
another
the cats
good name
could
for the
see
episode.
Me.
Ghost
you know
cat.
Works.
I'm not doing it this
what
week.
What was
Look
the?
Out
oh,
for
see, I already forgot what the first name is. Nobody sent me a text telling me what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
The
first I can't think about it. It's going to stall the show if we think about it.
Ghost cat.
Let's tabulate the scores here. Let's see who won.
Yep. On my. I'm going to have to go with Cole here with some strong St. Louis love. Like, I'm a biased judge on this one.
It's very untechnical.
Sorry, Stevie.
Unscientific Cole.
But when it's cool because you're together, and when one wins, you both win.
And you both win the adulation of your newfound peers. Yep.
I'm excited. Thank
and some sick kitty stick.
It was
which
a close
means,
race, I'm sure.
Which means you guys
he scored it, though.
You guys get a slow clap.
And you get some stickers. I got some.
You got some stickers.
I got
some
sick kitty sit stickers
ooh.
And some
ooh,
NBA
those
89
are
vinyl stickers.
Those,
yeah.
are, nice. Those are good ones.
So
sick
I got
kitty
those.
Sits.
That's
actually,
your prize.
Really cool.
Nice. I'm going to add it to the guitar case.
All right.
Yeah, excellent.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Should we get another song?
I was just going to suggest that. Thanks for having my back there, Kim.
Woo, woo.
Is this you a train song?
It's not, actually. Oh,
do you have a train song?
Oh.
I don't have a...
Is there
actually,
a train
I do.
The
shit, I forgot I do.
It's called Chattanooga Night Train.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's more of a
it's
love...
It's funny you ask.
It's more of a love ballad, but it's called Chattanooga Night Train.
Well, I know you haven't prepared songs. For that, but if you could whip it out,
that
that'd
is
be cool.
I would love to whip it out for you, Rory.
Please,
here we
whip
go.
It out for me,
shit.
Cole.
Took a long time just to get you off my mind. I cried every time you had to leave. This wasn't meant to be. It's still a part of me. Oh, I mean everything to me. That's why I'm standing on this platform, yelling out. Headed on a night train, way down to Chattanooga, Maine. Oh, I was 18. I was 18 and in love. Oh, I had my bags packed. Yeah, I had the cigarettes stashed. And I had my ticket, yeah. I was 18. So alone in this love. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh, my love, it burned for you just like a fire fueled, but you didn't have a clue. Cause no, I didn't ever tell. It wasn't meant to be, no. But you're still a part of me. Oh, you meant everything to me. That's why I'm standing on this platform, yelling out loud. Headed on a night train, we're down to Chattanooga. on, I had my bags packed. I had my cigarette stashed. Ooh, I had my tiki, yeah. Ooh, I was 18. I'm so alone in this love. Oh. Flown, and now my love is known. That's when you hung up the phone and you never called me back. Yeah, this wasn't meant to be, but you're still a part of me. Lord, you mean everything to me as I'm standing on this platform, yelling out loud. Get it on a night train. We're down to Chattanooga, Maine. Oh, I was 18. Ooh, yeah. I was 18 and in love. Ooh, I had my bags packed. Good God, I had my cigarette stashed. I had my ticket, yeah. I was 18. So alone in this love. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh. Oh. Lo, I was 18.
Yeah, oh,
nice.
Wow. That was so nice, Dan. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Little love song.
That was pretty.
Thank you.
Oh, we've got the crickets chirping.
I love that.
Oh, that
yes,
always happens.
The sun has gone
when
down
I
at the Worst Little Podcast.
Yeah, you know when you're listening to the show and you hear the crickets, that means that the day ball went away.
We're getting close to the end.
I love that you called it the day ball.
The day. Awesome. Where did the day ball go?
Could we get a little double up here? Maybe a second song?
Oh, I would love to. We'll do one that's a little happier and faster, but not
right.
too happy.
Pick it back up. Bring
what
it
the
back
hell
up
is that?
A little.
Yeah. I'm just joking.
Fucking happy stuff sucks. It's all just major chords and C, bar from a D.
It's going to be you, Brian. Sunshine and day.
Hey,
okay.
That's a good song.
But you know what? I didn't write it, so... I would like that those residuals though. Those are probably real nice.
That's a good song.
Harry's not hurting.
This one is called Soda Jerk, and it was just inspired for my love of the 1920s and that whole kind of on the actual full recording that we have online. There's honky tonk piano and little things in the background.
Nice.
So,
oh, cool.
If you could just imagine that in your head, that would be awesome.
And I'm imagining a soda jerk, a guy pulling on a lever repeatedly over and over again.
He's serving you that foamy, frothy soda.
Sexually.
Sipping on the mind of a soda jerk, wonder what he had to say. Well, I was sitting up on his counter here, waiting for you all day. Had a blast from the past, thought maybe he'd know what to do. I sat around and mingled for a minute, I told him all about you. I said, oh, I'm out to see. Sparkles in the starry night, yeah. Oh, what I really need, ooh, is your arms around me, good and tight, yeah. Oh, la da 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 la da la da 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 da
tobacco and flapper queens. We got dreams as big as movie screens. You never stop believing in me. Oh, get off your bottle, I know the high is cheap. Running around in your bare feet. 60 years till we would meet. You're telling me stories on Cologne Street. Oh, ooh, I'm out to sea. Oh, yeah, now it sparkles in the sky. Red night, child. Oh, yeah, oh, what I really need. Ooh, is your arms around me, good and tight. Oh, yeah, no. Sparkles in the starry night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. What I really need, ooh, is your arms around me, good and tight. Oh yeah, la da da da, la da, la da da, yeah, la da da.
Thank you, thank you. Soda jerk.
Toe tapping action there.
I love that phrase, toe tapping. It's so happy.
Toe tapping and knee slapping.
Oh man, you just took it to a whole new level. That's awesome. Yes.
He's a keeper.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, sure. Nick. Your wife's a keeper too, talking about getting you your right proteins and everything.
Dude, you haven't even met Mikey yet.
I'm excited to meet you.
She's fucking badass. She's a
beast.
So
where can people meet you? Where are you playing next?
Why, thank you for asking.
Thought I'd use this opportunity to segue into a promotional segment.
Ooh, I love those. Thank you. You can see me just about every week here in June at the Shore Restaurant at the Renaissance Reno Hotel.
Very cool.
Downtown. Typically Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. But I keep the schedule going up on, so it's Cole Adams Music on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's currently my website because, well,
it's
I'm
easiest.
Just being
yeah.
cheap about
that's
it. I'm
going to
be
too.
Real. Yeah,
yeah, no,
I'm
that's effective
real.
And cheap.
Also, I'm playing at... So I don't want to pronounce this incorrectly because I looked up the Gaelic term.
Oh, keel.
Keel.
Yes.
I've heard keel. I've heard kale. Seal, I know, is incorrect.
It's keel.
Everyone knows
keel.
What you're talking about now.
I'm very to be.
You
got
keel.
The
yeah.
minute you started that, everybody who's from Reno listening to this podcast went, oh, keel.
Yeah. One of my favorite Irish places in the whole
awesome.
World.
Yeah, I love keel.
I love
good
Ron
place.
And everybody over there. They're having me back in July.
Nice. Wonderful.
So I'll yeah, post cool those spot. Dates more mid and late July. We'll get those posted. But
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
That's not true,
Chewbacca.
Down there.
It's very clean. Very clean over
there. They bleach.
There. Yeah, yeah.
They wash their shit up.
Yeah, we'll make sure that
you
we
have
post,
earwigs in your lawn, Chewy.
We'll make sure we post those dates and promote that
awesome.
As it comes
yeah.
up. So just give
well,
us,
thank
the, you.
You
know, just let us know. Tag us.
I
you've been doing
is
a great job tagging.
Is there anywhere people can get your can
us,
people,
which
you,
is great?
Cool.
Do you have music
love
people
tag.
Can purchase out there on the internet?
Camps or
and thank
them.
You for thank you again for answering. Mm-hmm. So I do have a full album, but it's under the name Generations. It was a studio band, and we were out of the Escondido, San Diego area.
Okay.
It was released in March of 2013. So it's Generations, and it's the album's called Stories from an Old House. And you can find it on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby,
all
Spotify,
that.
All those great places. And they got
I'm gonna go
four
to my
originals
Spotify
on there.
Spotify right
ooh,
now and, get,
yeah.
and give you that 0.002 cent residual.
Thank you, man. Hell yeah. Thank you. Yes, that's that full album has a few of my originals on there and also my music partners. And we have a cover of Helplessly Hoping on there.
Who's that by?
That is
Fleetwood Mac.
No, it's
all right. I'm sorry. You said is okay. Is Generation
Crosby, Stills? Is it no? It is Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm an old man. Help me out with this. Yeah, it's Generations. What?
It's Generations. The album is called Stories from an Old House. You'll see a picture of me and a dude, and we're in front of this really old.
There we go. I got it.
Well, who's the dude?
Sweet. So the dude, his name is Bob Walden, and he's out of San Diego, a musician. We were really excited to have some other studio guys in there. Gooch Ibera out of Los Angeles.
The Gooch.
Did you know we call him the Gooch, or do you know the Gooch?
I know the Gooch.
I've known a couple Gooches in my life.
Yeah, there's more than one Gooch.
Yeah,
different
he's the
strokes,
only Gooch I know.
Man. Different
in fact, there was a guy in Reno at one point in time known as Nicky the Gooch, but he's not Nick.
No, but I love that name.
Can I call you Nicky the Gooch?
All right, high five.
Yeah, all right.
You call me the Gooch.
New nickname.
I'm your Gooch.
There's
right?
always room
you finally
for a few
have
more
a
Gooch.
New nickname.
Only your Gooch. Yeah,
that's
baby.
Your official title within the church, Nicky the Gooch.
I like the nicknames.
I'll be the Gooch. I'll take
well,
a bullet.
I love the nicknames. You know, other than that album, I do have some older songs floating around under Cole Adams' music on CD Baby.
Cool.
And but please come find me on YouTube. I'm trying
too.
To build those numbers, you see.
The
YouTube channel's where it's at for you?
That's what I'm currently building. I'm doing a new cover song video every Friday.
Oh, oh rad.
Cool. And, that's Cole Adams' music on YouTube?
Yes.
Awesome.
And then I'll have more new stuff on there, but just trying to get that flow of a weekly video.
Subscribe to that shit.
I love
Thank
that.
You. Yeah. I will subscribe right back.
Rad. You know Natalie Dawn?
No, don't.
What's
you're
that?
Fans of Natalie Dawn at all?
What?
I don't know.
Well,
that
she
name.
Used to do
oh,
that
no.
too. She her band oh, cool. in Pamplemousse, they would do like video they end up making super awesome videos every week
awesome.
Too.
Awesome.
But
yeah.
that built them up and then they got became famous off of that.
That's so, awesome. Yeah. That was I at the gigs that I do around town, a lot more of them they're looking for covers depending on the gig.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I know I am doing I can't believe I can't forget this. On July 5th I'm doing a fundraiser through Spike McGuire for
oh good
who
for Planned Parenthood
yeah. never heard of that guy.
is it the Loudest Folk?
Yes.
Oh sweet.
Oh,
okay. So
what? No. Why? I'm unfamiliar with that show entirely.
I'll be there July 5th playing all original music. So I'm excited for that.
Very
I love
cool.
playing covers though too. So that's why I thought okay I play so many covers. For a living, I enjoy doing it. It's a privilege to be able to get paid to play other people's songs. I mean, come on. It's like...
Absolutely. And it's a great...
I can't complain.
And it's a great way to pay for yourself to write your own songs.
Exactly. I know some artists, they can't stand covers, but...
Hey, that's
I like covers and originals.
No, it's not that. It's I don't like cover bands where they play the same... Try to
set.
Be exactly like the other band that they're covering.
I gotcha.
I don't like that. Yeah. I like when a band takes it and the cover suits them and they also write originals and it sounds like that band is doing that song and their interpretation.
Like they make it their
it's
own.
Awesome.
Nice.
But even, it's art.
I mean, and
it's
even
not
with
a
it,
fucking replica.
I would say, and even with
right.
the cover
right.
band
I mean, that's,
things.
I think that's impressive that you can play that well, but it doesn't fucking mean anything to me.
But even within
you know?
Cover
right,
bands.
It's almost
they're
robotic.
They're the
yeah.
ones who do
yeah.
it robotically and they are the ones who do it like, hey,
as
we're
a
band and we play all these covers and make them sound like our band. Like me first in the Gimme Gimmes.
Gotcha, yeah.
They're not like a cover band like that. They make every song sound like
yeah.
their band.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
man.
Different. That's an original spin. But yeah, cover bands who just want to like be Def Leppard again.
well, no, a casino band, man. I get the money thing. Like, get the money if you can. But I hope that you have something outside of that that feeds you more artistically than being a cover guy.
That's what I'm so incredibly grateful for because I have never been told what to play. If it's a cover gig, they'll say play covers, but no one has ever given me a set list. So I have creative freedom to go in there, choose the songs I think I'm going to do well because there are quite a few songs where I go to try them out and I sound like shit. That's not my vocal range. I'm like, somebody asked me to learn Toto or learn Africa by Toto the other day
God.
I was like oh fuck yeah this is gonna be a good challenge and I looked up the chords and I'm like oh, I don't even know how to play those chords I'm ashamed So it's like, you know, you just fit it to meet what you do and make it your own, and that's fun. And I'm grateful there are people that appreciate that,
because
it does feel like an art form. It's
I'm a horrible guitar player, but I can play a handful of covers because I play the songs the way I hear it in my head, not the way the song was written.
There you go.
you make them fit, Rory.
Right. Yeah. Same here. I'm a rhythm guitar player. I would never call myself a guitarist. I don't do leads. I mean, maybe one day it'd be great. But yeah, I'm more of a singer, and then I add a little of like my percussion background into it, and you just kind of...
Flavor and stage presence, baby.
Yeah, just have fun with it. Just have fun.
It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
But like Kim, when we saw Sickity Sid do White Wedding by Billy Idol, it was not the same song.
That's flavor and stage presence, baby. Shit.
They took it somewhere else and made it this fucking beautiful psychedelic thing.
Did you guys get there in time to see them play?
We missed it.
They got they're just
so
amazing.
I was sad. They're so amazing.
Good friends. Good friends. Good performers.
Well...
Well, I think it's about that time I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I hear the crickets. Nobody's listening to the show anymore. Hope you've had a great day at work listening to this for the last 90 minutes or so. We're going to go out on a song, but before we do, for Nick Ramirez, Cadillac. Oh, wait, Kim. Wait. I'm going to rewind. Do you have anything? Any plugs? Any upcoming shit?
Yeah, actually, I got a couple of things.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. Is it Father's Day?
It will be on Sunday. Oh, the bitch. Yeah, it is.
What?
The forgotten holiday.
If you have multiple children, you get celebrated twice.
There you go. Yeah.
So Thursday, I have one of my new favorite monthly events in Reno, Charity Drag Bingo at Blind Dog Tavern. Every month they get together, and it's $10 buy-in, and you get like 5 cards, and you just play, and you get drink specials. And then they raise money for charity, and you get cool prizes, which is neat. And then Friday, we've got the John Whites at Picnic for Reno Rodeo Week.
Oh, very
hell
fun.
Yeah.
We love to support our friends, friends of the show.
Fuck yeah.
And there's a secret parade party if you're interested. PM me for details.
Interesting.
Well, I dig bald, guys.
No, it's right at the start of the parade route. It's awesome.
So a couple of my favorite Reno bands, the Habituals and Basement Tapes, are playing Saturday at Shays with the Von Howlers and Grime Dog.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Who are also friends of the podcast. That's pretty much all I've got. I'm going to be missing in action for a little while.
But you're going to be okay, right?
I'm going to be okay.
You're going to be better than ever.
Kim is getting her cybernetic implants.
I am. I'm going to be,
And don't forget, every Wednesday night at St. James Infirmary, come on down, check out Glenn Osborne's Wailin' Wednesday open mics.
We love Glenn.
We're having a great time over there. It's a lot of a jammy jam, but we always can use some more faces and some new talent. So come on down, show us what you got. It's always a good time at the Infirmary.
Yes.
It sounded so sincere.
Sounds good. I want to do that.
You should.
Do it.
Dude, it's like open mic with Glenn, but like not.
I
want
to go to a new open mic. Yeah.
I love the Swigs.
Glenn also. Wait, what?
Oh yeah.
I love the Swigs.
The
I love
Swigs.
Them.
It's just there... Swigs.
I know they yell at me for that too. I'm all. It's so hard not to say the Swigs, and they're all.
Damn
it's
it.
Just Swigs.
You're right. My
okay?
button. My button does not
and
have a the
swigs,
on it.
It's just Swigs. All caps.
But it's all no caps. The. It's all caps, and it's not an acronym, so it doesn't make fucking sense.
I still love them.
It's no, like, is it like, does Swig stand for Kill Motherfucking Depeche Mode?
Yes. Wait, no, that's
KMFD. They'll be playing the Art Walk right before these gentlemen here in One Ton Dooley.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
We're going to headline above Swigs.
Oh, yeah.
It's because we're so brutal.
Yeah.
We're more brutal than Swigs. Swigs are fun. They're like fucking Oingo Boingo and Devo
and
fun shit like that.
Sounds she's like going to be really like happy when she hears this podcast compared to those amazing
And
games.
We're more like fucking Pantera. No, just kidding. I don't know. We're like Mark Twain
Sorry,
and Pantera
like
put together.
Mark Twain.
We're the band that plays on Thursday nights at Roadhouse starring Patrick Swayze. Okay? That's what we are.
But we still get some panties wet.
Sam Elliott has to like not charge people cover so they come into the bar to see us.
How dare you speak of our band. One Ton Dooley ain't nothing to fuck with, Rory Dowd.
One Ton Dooley is for the children.
That's true.
All right, then. Well.
For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Cadillac, Kim, Chewbacca, Ian, Brandon, and all interns past and present because their ghosts haunt us forever.
Fuck yeah.
And we love you.
As well as Cole and Stevie, thank you all for being here and part of the show. Life is short, and I love you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.